What House has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics. Welcome back. Josh Hill coming with you on Sports Nightly, a best of show here on a Tuesday. Tonight we're listening to Nebraska basketball face UCF in the Crown Championship game back in April. The Huskers lead 56-52 with 7:49 left in the contest. Back to the game now with Kent Pavelka and Jake Mielheisen.
Nebraska on a 21-3 run over the last 6:45 in this game, and it's been all defense by Nebraska. And Bryce Williams has been stuck on 15, though. He needs 17 to break the single-season scoring record of James Palmer Jr.
I thought it was 27, Jake.
I thought you were 27, Kent.
We were going back and forth about that. We knew from the beginning it was 16 to tie James Palmer, 17 to set the record, but that's going to happen. It's going to happen. There's no question about it. Just a matter of when.
And we're going to need him to score the stretch. 7:49 to play. Bearcat just picked up a foul. Nebraska has four fouls. UCF three fouls. Andrew Morgan, who has been really good this second half, went to the bench because he picked up his third foul. And remember, Bryce has three fouls. So he's got to be very, very careful with this final 8 minutes, not to do anything silly, but it'll be UCF ball, 25 seconds on the shot clock.
Jacobson started the second half, but he's been sitting for most of it. Mia has not played in the second half, I don't believe, and neither has Euless in the inbounds play for UCF after the foul. And with the ball, Mahowski out on the right side up top, sideline to Darius Johnson against Hoiberg, who's done a magnificent job defending Darius Johnson. Sammy, my boy, defensively has been sterling.
So good. And Darius Johnson, you can see he's frustrated.
Too bad.
He's 0 for 8 in this game. He just has 2 points, both from the foul line.
Here comes Williams. Bryce across the timeline. And that crown logo here at the T-Mobile Center. Buchtenschel hands it off to Hoiberg, coming left to right. Squares up left side. Esiege, and good luck. Got it! Bang! Bang! At 59-52, the Huskers up by 7 after trailing by 14. Esiege warming up now. Another Central Valley Ag 3. Here's a drive by Darius Johnson and a foul. DJ Carstensen again on the call.
And that's the 8th CVA 3 of the game for Connor, or for Nebraska. Connor making the 8th one. And I thought that could have been a charge on Darius Johnson. I don't know what you want the defender to do, and Sam Hoiberg moving his feet like he was.
59-52, Nebraska up by 7 points, 7 minutes and 7 seconds to go. Darius Johnson has the ball in the paint, throws one up, a lob play, kick out from the center to Mahowski, missed the shot, rebound Mahowski, missed the follow shot, and a foul called on Nebraska, and that is team foul number 6.
That's the 4th foul on Bryce Williams, and Bryce was just trying to get out of the way. Mahowski follows his own shot.
Cale Jacobson's going to check in. I'm suspecting he'll come in for Bryce.
And that ref, I believe, is Tyler Kump. And again, Tyler, we have never heard of in our entire life, and that's why he made that call, because it was so bad he hasn't done very many big games.
Mahowski hits the free throw. 13 points for him. He didn't do anything against Villanova yesterday. Didn't score. Did have 8 boards in 16 minutes. Mahowski averaging only 3 points per game. Second one on the way. Short. Rebound in the paint. Belongs to Esiege. Protects the ball. Gives it to Cale. Just got done saying Cale hadn't played much, but he has to come into the game and replaces Williams. It is 6:59-53. Nebraska by 6. 6:45 to go. Gary with the ball. Goes baseline left. Kicks it up. Buchtenschel fakes, drives the ball, puts it up on the left hand, couldn't finish, but he is fouled, and they go to the free throw line. BK will.
Good take by Bearcat. He wants that one back. Mahowski trying to come over to take the charge.
I thought he'd gather himself one more step and dunk it.
Yeah, he could have done that too, but still a great take and good shot fake. That's what he can do. He has the threat to make the three. Got Chom off his feet, out of the paint, and the whole thing opens up for driving opportunities for Nebraska.
Good point. They call it making him put the ball on the floor, and he did. And the take to the rim, and he's fouled, and the free throw up, and it's no good.
Wasn't even close.
It was a brick. Bearcat scored 2 points, had 2 points boards against Boise last night, had in 11 minutes of play. All day yesterday during the game, I'm calling it Sunday. I mean, we have lost track of anything that is normal in our lives over the last 7 days, but it has been some fun. And BK's second free throw up, and it is no good. Missed them both. Can't do that in a game like this.
Not at all.
6:30 to go in the basketball game. Darius Johnson's got it. Drives the ball past Hoiberg. Knocked free, out of bounds. Last touch by whom? They don't know.
Do your job.
They don't know. They're looking at each other. All three of them are looking around.
Call a jump? What are you guys doing?
That stinks. That's just so bad at this level.
You're that bad?
So bad.
You can't look at it? You can't find what you're doing?
They're looking at each other like a bunch of clowns.
I mean, that was clearly off of Darius Johnson. We swiped that, and then the ball ricochets under the facility.
And on the held ball, it's their arrow, and they inbound it. And Ivy Curry drives it, fumbles it, may have traveled. The kick out, return pass, Ivy Curry, baseline air ball. And it's retrieved by Darius Johnson. Out it comes now on the perimeter. Extra pass, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound again, an offensive putback, and it's good. Shot is good.
This is so bad. These three guys have no idea what they're doing here. Think they're at the blackjack table right now rather than calling this game.
59-55, and here's a foul away from the ball. And finally, Nebraska's going to be the recipient of a call as Asijan is knocked down. Now technical foul called on Ivy Curry, who mouthed off to the official.
He wasn't having any of that.
That was the fifth team foul on UCF. So no free throws there, except that for the technical foul.
And that's the two fouls now on Jordan Ivy Curry. And that'll put Connor Asijan.
And it gives him six team fouls.
So now we'll be in the bonus the rest of the way. Just over 6:01 to play here in Las Vegas. Connor at the foul line.
18 points on the afternoon. Free throw no good. Nebraska's missed their last three. Two in a row by Buchtenjohl. And now one by Asijan, who is an 82% foul shooter, and he's now hit 47 of 58 on the year.
Slow down. He shot that one so fast, and it's always a little bit uncomfortable being at the foul line by yourself, but just slow down. Go through your routine.
59-55, 60-55. So he makes one of two. Connor's got 19, Nebraska ball after the technical. And so on the bench is Williams with four fouls, and Hoiberg to throw it in. And Hoiberg looking. He finds Morgan, who comes to it. Gives it back to Hoiberg. Posing with it up top. Now between the rings out near the logo to Jacobson. Dancing around with the ball. Out to Morgan. Gives it off to Gary. Sets a screen for him. As Gary drives it. Puts it up. It does not go down. Puts it back up and in. Right up after his own miss. Tapped it up and in. And Nebraska's up by seven.
He goes right through the chest of Johnson for UCF.
And he's on the floor.
He's on the floor. And Juwan says, get your weight up, big fella. That's a man's play right there by Juwan Gary. They're checking on UCF player after the physical play between he and Juwan Gary. But Nebraska now up 7-62-55. It'll be UCF ball here. 5:41 to play. And Bryce Williams is on the bench with four fouls, so he's not in the game for Nebraska right now. I bet he'll be coming in at the under 4 minute mark.
Here's what has to happen. One, Nebraska has to win this game. Two, Williams has to get another field goal to set the record.
I agree. He had 15 with about 10 minutes to go in the first half, and he still has 15. He needs 17 to break the single season scoring record of James Palmer Jr.
Darius Johnson with the ball, puts his head down, drives against Hoiberg, jump stop in the paint, good move in the finish, 62-57, 5-point game. Good drive by Darius Johnson, who's been held to 4 points now.
That's his first made field goal. He's 1 for 9. That was a tough contested shot by Darius Johnson.
62-57, 5-point lead. Husker ball with it is Morgan. Up top, left side, coming to it is Asijan behind the screen. Dances around, Hezzy move, pump fake. Out it comes to Jacobson. Puts it up and in! Holy smokes! Way to go, Cale! Cale Jacobson from Ashland, Nebraska. Into the starting lineup 3 games ago. Hits a huge, humongous, gigundous three. And the drive on the other end and the kick out and the step in and the step back and the three on the way. No good. Rebound to Morgan. It's out of bounds off UCF. Nope, off of Morgan. What a basket by Cale. His first points of the game.
Morgan just lost his balance and could not catch the errant shot that came long off the rim.
65-57, inbounds pass up top left. Ivy Curry comes left. They hedge that. Two defenders on him. Now Morgan retreats to the paint. The drive inside. Ivy Curry, nice move. They're answering. Ivy Curry with a bucket. He's got 22.
Such a tough shot. Juwan had him all bottled up, but that's off the offensive rebound.
Cale Jacobson across the line. Takes a blow. No whistle. Still on the dribble now to Morgan between the circles. Bends down with the ball. Somebody's trying to break out from down under, and it is Hoiberg at the timeline out to Esegin. Esegin driving, throwing up a runner. Got it off the glass. Tough shot. Great angle. Good touch by Esegin, and back to an 8-point lead.
And that could have been a foul. Great finish. Strong finish by Connor Esegin off the right glass.
21 for Connor. 3:58 to go in the game. Huskers want to be crowned with the crown, at the crown. The three ball, no good. Ivy Curry, rebound, Cale.
Great block out. Connor Esegin, Cale Jacobson, those two guys fighting and scrapping.
Dead ball. I'll bet you $100 million in Vegas at the crap table that Williams is back in the game. Here is Morgan with it. I don't have $100 million, but I would bet that. And here is Hoiberg driving the ball down inside, kicks it out. Cale drives the ball to the rack, puts it up, got it! A two ball by Cale. He hit a three, now he hit a two, and Nebraska's up by 10.
The teardrop, Cale Jacobson over the outstretched arm of 7-2, Mustafa Chom.
Listen to this crowd, timeout on the floor. We're in Vegas. It sounds like a home game in Lincoln. Holy smokes.
An impressive run by the Huskers as they have the crown title within their grasp. We'll have the last few minutes of the game and wrap up the show next.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.